This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Sydney's rainbow crossing at Taylor Square has returned over the weekend, with the City of Sydney hosting events to mark its unveiling. The Rainbow Crossing's comeback was announced in June last year, after the original crossing was unceremoniously removed overnight in 2013. The crossing was officially opened by Lord Mayor Clover Moore, Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras CEO Therese Cassou, and MP Alex Greenwich. Liberal Senator Ian McDonald has said that the majority of families do not want their children to think about kids with gay dads during a Senate committee hearing into LGBTI school discrimination. McDonald is the chair of the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Legislation Committee looking into the Sex Discrimination Amendment Bill, which would remove discrimination exemptions at the centre of the religious freedom debate. He said the number of children with same-sex parents is certainly not insignificant, but as a percentage number it would be smallish, and that his question was simply, what about the others? Health advocates and LGBTI activists have warned the Therapeutic Goods Administration against a ban on the sale and use of alkyl nitrites, or poppers, at a public meeting in Melbourne last week. The meeting comes after a similar consultation in Sydney last month, which was called after a public outcry in response to the TGA's proposal to list alkyl nitrites as Schedule 9 prohibited substances, the same category as heroin. John Skerritt of the TGA was quick to assure that no decision had been made, saying, "The interim decisions were not workable. All options are still on the table." Researchers have called for the national curriculum to include more books that feature LGBTI characters and same-sex relationships to better reflect a post-marriage equality Australia. Queering Senior English, a paper by Queensland academics Dr. Kelly McGraw and Dr. Lisa Van Leent, analysed 21 texts included in the national curriculum and found that only two featured sexual or gender diversity. ACON's rapid HIV testing service A-Test in Sydney will soon be available in Mandarin, in an effort to curb rising transmission rates among overseas-born gay and bisexual men. Mandarin-speaking community peers and sexual health nurses will be available during clinic hours. Computer-assisted self-assessments at the clinic will be available in simplified Chinese language, and the service, like all A-Test clinics, will be free and confidential. Australian Conservatives leader Corey Bernardi has said that legalising same-sex marriage has led to advocacy for bestiality and pedophilia. In an interview on Sky News, Bernardi doubled down on his past comments which, in 2012, saw him forced to resign as Parliamentary Secretary to then-Prime Minister Tony Abbott. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
A professional wrestling company has become the first major league to sign a transgender wrestler. All Elite Wrestling announced they had enlisted Nyla Rose at a recent MGM Las Vegas event, with Rose confirming the news on Twitter. She joins WWE wrestler Sonya Deville as the only known LGBT representatives in female pro wrestling. The LA Rams made history last week as the first team to have male cheerleaders perform at the Super Bowl. Quentin Perrin and Napoleon Ginnies both joined the Rams all-female squad at the start of 2018 and largely went unnoticed on Super Bowl night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. The two men gave their all but couldn't get the Rams over the line as they lost to the Patriots 13-3. The Rams have a long history of inclusivity, drafting Michael Sam in 2014 and becoming the first team to sponsor an LGBT pride event in 2017. And finally, USA powerlifting has been blasted by transgender people and allies for an unscientific ban on trans people. The sports organization implemented a harsh trans participation policy on Jan 30 that goes against standards set by other sporting bodies like the International Olympic Committee by placing a ban on trans men who take hormones and all trans women. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has written to the body criticizing the policy, saying that discrimination based on gender identity is illegal and needs to be investigated.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.